greetings. Here we are with another edition of Moments of Melody. How long is eternity? The eminent Dutch historian Hendrik van Loon, in his book called The Story of Mankind, relates the following. High up in the north, in the land called Vitzold, there stands a rock. It's 100 miles high and 100 miles wide. Once every 1,000 years, a little bird comes to this rock to sharpen its beak. When the rock has thus been worn away, then a single day of eternity will have gone by. Well, that's just an illustration, and actually maybe not even one day of eternity will have gone by. Should we think about eternity? Yes, we should. It's not only good mental exercise. We should think. We should plan for eternity. Jesus said to his disciples, "There was a rich man that had a steward, and a report came to him that his steward had wasted his goods. Whereupon he sent for him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou canst not be my steward any longer.' At this the steward said to himself, 'What am I to do, now that my master is taking my stewardship away from me? I have no strength to dig. I would be ashamed to beg for alms. I see what I must do, so as to be welcomed into men's houses when I am dismissed from my stewardship.' Then he summoned his master's debtors one by one. And he said to the first, 'How much is it that thou owest my master?' 100 firkins of oil,' he said. And he told him, 'Here is thy bill. Quick, sit down and write it as 50. Then he said to the second, 'And thou, how much dost thou owe?' 100 quarters of wheat,' he said. He told him, 'Here is thy bill. Write it as 80. And this knavish servant was commended by his master for his prudence in what he had done. For indeed the children of this world are more prudent after their own fashion than the children of the light.